Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 88. In this episode, I'll discuss the treatment of loperamide toxicity. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode88. If you know someone who would find this podcast helpful, please share it with them. The Pharmacy Nation Slack group is a free community of professionals from around the world collaborating using real-time messaging. I invite you to join me and the hundreds of other Pharmacy Nation members there by signing up at pharmacynation.org. Loperamide is often referred to as the poor man's methadone. It has been used as both a drug of abuse and as a way of self-treating opioid withdrawal. The dose used in loperamide abuse far exceeds the labeled 16 milligram per day maximum, with some patients taking hundreds of milligrams per day. The most serious sign of loperamide toxicity is ventricular arrhythmias, including torsades. I've taken care of one loperamide toxicity patient who had a QTC that exceeded 700 milliseconds. This episode will focus on actual and theoretical treatments for cardiac toxicity of loperamide overdose. Very little data seems to be published on the treatment of loperamide toxicity, so therapies are largely empiric. As for the treatment of any drug toxicity, I consider four possible methods of treatment: decontamination, enhance elimination, antidote therapy, and supportive care. First, with decontamination, loperamide is likely absorbed by activated charcoal. Prescribing information claims that loperamide levels are reduced ninefold when activated charcoal is given, but I'm unable to locate these original articles. In therapeutic doses, loperamide's peak level is about 5 hours after ingestion. This, coupled with loperamide's effects on reducing bowel motility, suggests considering extending the window of when activated charcoal would be appropriate past the typical 1 hour post-ingestion. I would consider using activated charcoal if I thought the risk of aspiration was low and the patient had significant toxicity from the loperamide ingestion. There is no data on whether multiple dose activated charcoal would enhance elimination of loperamide. Guidelines for the use of multiple dose activated charcoal recommend using this strategy when there is actual evidence that it might improve outcomes. And there's no data on whether loperamide is removed by dialysis, ion trapping, or any other methods to enhance the elimination of toxins. As far as antidote therapy goes, it is possible that loperamide's cardiotoxicity is mediated by sodium channel blockade. If this is the case, giving sodium bicarbonate IV may be effective at temporizing the cardiotoxic effects of loperamide, similar to tricyclic overdose. If sodium bicarbonate is used, be sure to frequently monitor potassium and magnesium levels. Whether or not IV lipid emulsion would work as an antidote for loperamide toxicity is unknown. Loperamide is lipophilic, so in theory, fat emulsion should work very well. The best information I can find is anecdotal reports of success in veterinary medicine. I imagine this would only be something to use in patients if other measures have failed. And as far as supportive care, defibrillation, magnesium, amiodarone, lidocaine, and overdrive pacing are all on the menu as possible supportive care treatments for loperamide toxicity. No data that I've been able to find exists to recommend any particular supportive treatment over another. Now, just one study examines the toxicokinetics of loperamide. In this single case report, the half-life of loperamide initially matched that of therapeutic doses at about 9 hours, but then appeared to be greater than 30 hours. In this patient, the cardiac conduction disturbance associated with loperamide took several days to resolve. In summary, little can be definitively recommended for the treatment of loperamide toxicity due to a dearth of evidence. Treatment is largely supportive care, and you're likely to set a personal record for the longest QTC interval ever seen. Listeners can support the show when they shop using my link to Amazon. It will cost you no extra money, and I will receive a small commission from Amazon. Just bookmark and use my link, pharmacyjoe.com/shop, to take you to Amazon each time you shop. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.